This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we aren't usually surprised by plants, but Ira Flatow will be here with a plant development that scientists don't understand. First, a conversation with a member of the Red Lake Chippewa Native American Reservation in northern Minnesota. That's where teen gunman Jeffrey Weiss killed 9 people before he committed suicide at Red Lake High School on Monday. Dalton Walker now studies journalism at Mesa Community College in Arizona, but he graduated from that high school and he returned to the reservation when he heard about the shootings. He was in Red Lake yesterday to attend a community meeting at the school.
Emotions are flying. A lot of people were crying and very emotional, hugging.
And how about those faculty members, the teachers? You must have known some of the teachers there.
Yeah, the teacher who actually got shot was my English teacher.
Really?
Yeah. And a few other teachers had a chance to just a little talk with them a little bit.
And how were they?
They were, like, in disbelief, wondering how it could happen. They couldn't sleep, had a hard time coping with a lot of stuff.
You're back there now. You've rushed back.
I come back to find out what happened. I'm doing a couple stories for the Duluth News Tribune, and they want me to find out, like, kids' reaction to security at the school.
When you're there, I wonder how it feels to be trying to function as a journalist, but also be a Chippewa, to be loyal to the group, but be trying to ask people these questions about how they feel.
One of the hardest things in the world I have ever had to do, to approach these individuals who are so blown away about a personal thing, about a cultural issue. So I'm trying to take a different approach. A lot of people know me. That kind of helps when I walk up to people and introduce myself and tell them that I'm from Red Lake and I'm here first as a member of the Lake Reservation. And then I bring in later that I'm a journalist coming in to find out the real truth. Because in Native American country, stories are told, but to a point where you don't know if it's true to the fullest it could have been. And that's what I put that on my shoulders right now. Because growing up as a Native American, you would read the newspaper and you'd be seeing little things like, that ain't true, and they turned it around to something. And my main agenda was to change that growing up to be a journalist.
When the people there in your community are reluctant to talk to reporters from the outside, maybe they are concerned because the reporters basically are asking in some way, was there something wrong with the individual who did this, or is there maybe something wrong with this community?
The individual, from what I found out, he was a great young person, and nobody saw it coming from him. But when you live on the reservation, especially this one, since it's unique compared to a lot of others, it's hard growing up with not too much to do, because there's a lot of alcohol abuse and a lot of drug abuse.
Dalton, you said that this reservation is unique. You've been to other reservations. What is it that's so different about Red Lake Chippewa?
This reservation is closed. The tribe owns the whole land. There's no McDonald's. There's no movie theater. There's no white-based business that runs anything around here. There's just a grocery store. You got the casinos, maybe a couple cafes here and there. But you don't have that mainstream thing like you see off-reservation. On other reservations in Minnesota, you see bowling alleys, movie theaters, McDonald's, and all that stuff. And 99.9% of people that live here are Native American. And it's very hard to grow up here, especially if your parents abuse drugs and alcohol. It's like nowhere to turn. You go to school and you go home and you might have nothing to eat. So the school for me growing up was actually like a nice place to go because I realized I was safe.
Do you think it's going to be possible for kids in the future to feel, as you did, when I go to school, I'm safe?
I don't think in my lifetime or the next that I would feel safe over there again.
Never in your lifetime?
No, because this reservation is like a closed, and it's just like this way of life. And for something like this to happen in your backyard, it's just going to be always on the back of your mind.
Dalton Walker of the Red Lake Chippewa, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.